Well, what I found helps me is always you have to put things in perspective. I've been very fortunate. I can consider all the things that I don't have, but then you're just focusing on the negative. But if you think about, there's so many people who really have next to nothing. In that way, I'm really very blessed. That just changes your whole perspective.
Do you need encouragement to turn tragedies into your own triumphant life story? If so, this podcast is for you. Listen to powerful guests who have persevered through challenges so you can gain strength to build your championship life. The host of Professor of Perseverance Podcast, Dr. James Perdue.
Welcome to the Professor of Perseverance Podcast. I am the Professor of Perseverance himself, Dr. James Perdue. Today again, we're in September, Spinal Cord Injury Awareness Month. And we have another guest for us, another show guest for us. And today, we're just going to get straight to the point, moving on. Today, our guest is Kepler Gillott. He's a C7 quadriplegic, has been injured for 43 years. So he's a little older than me in that area now. I'm 37 in the spinal cord injury. He is now a computer programmer and part owner. I don't know if part owner means also part inventor or developer. We'll talk about that in a minute. But of Comfort Tea that helps fight UTIs. And boy, we got a story for that one here in a minute. Welcome to the program, Kepler.
Hello.
How are you today, brother?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no, thank you for coming on for this special month of spinal cord injury awareness. And we already have a guest here. Here's Jan saying awesome and hello to us.
Yeah. Hi, Jan.
Kepler, I'm going to go ahead and jump in and let's do the old Comfort Tea. Do you suffer from UTIs? If so, why not get a box of Comfort Teas to help fight your UTIs? What do you got to lose except your UTI? Comfort Teas. Hey, Kepler, tell us
you're
how.
You're hired. You're my spokesman.
They all appreciate that. Thank you. Well, tell us the purpose of you coming up with Comfort Tea.
Actually, I kind of stumbled across the formula. It was actually came from the Caribbean, I think. It's called sorrel. It's a drink down there. My father had Parkinson's, and he had one of his aides came from the islands. So when I was up visiting, I had a cup of this tea. And at the time, I had like UTI that was kind of bothering me. I tell you, the next day I woke up, I was completely clear. It was like a miracle. So then that's when I decided to, you know, put it into a tea and sell it. And my other partner is my mother. She's basically the financial backing behind this. So
there you go.
That's why I say I'm a co-owner.
Parents are great, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, it was, I kind of brought her into it just to give her something to do.
There you go. That's awesome. Hey, we got a friend of ours here, Angry
yep.
Quad. Hey, buddy. He said, hey, boys.
Yep. Hey, man. Hey,
thank
hey,
you for
Pops.
Coming. The old Angry Quad. Now, he's the one that referred me to Comfort Teas. If you're fighting UTIs, why don't you get a box of Comfort Teas to get rid of your UTIs? What do you have to nothing to lose but your UTIs? What happened with me is I had been fighting a UTI for nearly a daggum year. I went for a physical a year ago, September. It showed I had an infection. And so we took the old antibiotics. After the regimen's over with, a few days later, it was back. Then so they put me on another regiment of antibiotics. It came back. I mean, when it came back in 2 to 4 days. It wasn't like a month later, 2 to 4 days. And then eventually my stuff, my junk, swelled up that was put in the hospital and was on IV antibiotics for a week. After getting out, then they put me on a 28-day, twice-a-day regimen of antibiotics. about four days later, infection was back again. Put me on another 28 days of a different antibiotic. Wasn't even one full day, and the infection was back again. And Angry Quad here, old Sean, introduced me to your tea, and now I'm frustrated with everything else. So I drank like 8 glasses of tea twice a day for 3 to 4 days, plus taking this pill from my urologist that lowers my pH to help make the harder for the bacteria to live in. And now, because of the tea and that antibiotic, but the tea's been the biggest part. I've been almost a month UTI free, and I hadn't been like that in nearly a year, like I said. I want to thank you for the comfort tea advice, Angry Quad, for introducing me to you.
Yeah, like I said, I'm glad it worked for you. Doesn't work for everybody. It really depends on the type of bacteria and probably other factors, you know, your biology and things like that. But yeah, when it works great.
Yes, sir. Well, it definitely responded with me, and I'm all fired in with it.
Great.
Hey, we got a vegan realist.
Yeah, what's
thank
that?
You for coming in. Hey, all, thank you for coming in. And then Jan's hollering, go to your mom, getting in there, getting her involved too.
Yeah.
So, Kepler, go ahead and tell us your Reader's Digest story of how you became a quad.
My uncle had a place in Cape Cod, and we were up visiting for the summer. There was a canal with a bridge over it. The tide was a little low, and we've jumped off that bridge many times, but it was like going to be my last dive of the day, so I was going to make it really special. Straight up, straight down, you can guess the rest. Fortunately, my brother was there, so he pulled me out.
Yeah. Usually, how many times do you hear, the last one of the day, or the retirement, last month to work to retire, or something like that?
Yeah.
Hey, let's go back to Angry Quad, and he's correct. Eucalyptus oil involved with this research that he's doing, it has been a part as well to help sterilize and keep things clean as well from the catheters.
Yeah, I'll just affirm that. I use that as well, and it definitely helps big time.
He introduced me to that first, and then that really wasn't helping him because we never got rid of the infection. And then once we got rid of it totally, now with the eucalyptus and with the tea and with this other pill, I forgot the name of it, but it lowers your pH. So we're hitting it with a triple threat now to stay as clean as possible. All right.
Great.
Thank you. And so, but yeah, you mentioned the last dive of the day. How many times we hear this? I'm only going to do this one more time. That's what happened with me is
literally.
I got her playing football. And what had happened is I told my team, I'm done playing for today. So I walked out of the huddle. And then I heard someone say, we need someone to run the ball. I said, all right, I'll come back for one more play, and that play is putting me where I'm at today as well. So your one dive, my one play. So it happens like any life, huh?
Yep. Yeah, I mean, I was a kid, and kids are impulsive and they don't think things through. So
impulsive, and we think we're invincible.
Yes.
We don't think about the danger of what could. We're just thinking about, let's go have fun, let's do this, and go from there.
Yep, exactly.
Kepler, have you, of course, you're a 43-year veteran now at this spinal cord injury. Have you ever been through a depression since being injured? Have you popped in and out? Have you never had a depression?
Not like a depression, no. I wouldn't say so. During the initial injury and recovery, you're just so focused on what's going on and getting better and the challenge, you don't even really have time. At least I didn't. And also, since I was a kid, I didn't have my life all set. I was still very flexible. So, and then as I grew up, there's obviously times you're not feeling great. Maybe you break up with a girl or something like that, you're not feeling great. But I would never say I really went into a deep, dark depression. Knock on wood, so far so good.
Well, like you said, we have those days. We're not going to be 100% every day. And so the thing is once we go into that dark side for a little bit, is to reminisce how far we've come in life, what we've done to get where we're at, and reevaluate, and then hop back into life as fast as possible, I believe.
Yeah, what I found really helps me is you have to take a step back and focus on what's important to you and what brings meaning to you. And I find, well, one thing, I really like solving problems, and I also like helping people. So being a computer programmer, that's great combination, because I solve people's problems by being a programmer. So, and, you know, that's really how you have to find meaning and follow that path. I think that's the key.
Yes. And having a purpose, to find that purpose to give you a reason to get up and go do things. Now, Kepler, right. you know what helps me? Comfort tea in my Elvis mug. What do I have to lose but a UTI by trying comfort tea in my Elvis mug?
I told you, you already got the job.
Yeah, there you go. I don't have to keep pushing you.
No, you're the new spokesman.
All right, thank you. Hey, we got a new one in today, Free Circle. Thank you. Yes, you're correct. Thank you for the advice here. The input, looking back, is the only way to move forward. I agree with that, because we can see when we look back what all we've been through, and then we look how far we have come, we have no choice but to get out of that little funk and then continue on so we help other people. And it's Sean, a big angry quad, got to have purpose. There you go. Yeah. Exactly. And I'm going to do this one shamelessly, but not too much shame. Jan is promoting my book, One More Play. Great book. Be sure to check it out on my website, because I get more money on the kickback than on off Amazon. Thank you. And you can go to professorofperseverance.com. Thank you. Thank you, Jan, for that. All right, now, so you said, now, how old were you when you were a kid, did you say?
Yeah, it was right before my 15th birthday.
15th birthday, all right.
Yeah, so I'm getting up there.
the good thing is you're getting up there is the good thing. So it means you're still living and moving.
That's exactly. Great.
To get you at through life, to get you as far as you're at, I'm assuming you've had to have some type of support system.
Yeah, well, my parents were great. My father has since passed, but my mother is still alive and still very close. Yeah, so they were great during the accident and just great examples for how to lead your life. And so that's what helped me get through.
My family, again, I've mentioned and said it before, they have been great as a support system for me, that they sacrificed so much for me to be able to be successful. They've sacrificed, given up so much for me. So I appreciate that. Sean Angry Quad says, the past dictates the future. And Jan's favorite here, here you go, you're going to love this one, Kepler. She says, it's okay to visit Pity City, but don't move in.
There you go.
So you've got a good support system and whatnot. Other than, I mean, we just met here basically today face-to-face, talked on the phone time or two with this comfort tea. But what do you think you can contribute and makes you stay motivated, powerful, to be where you're at today?
Well, I set goals. I have things I like to do. I like music. So I play harmonica, and I had a crazy idea probably 20 years ago of making a harmonica that you could plug into a synthesizer.
Oh, awesome.
So then, about 5 years ago, I actually made a working prototype. Been working on that ever since. So, yeah, it's stuff like that. Just keeps you going, gives you goals.
When it goes back to helping other people, I mean, can you imagine this harmonica, like you said, being invented for that, maybe to help someone for like me that don't know how to play it, for one thing, could learn from it and see some instant results, making someone completely paralyzed from neck down enjoy the music, a way they can participate again in it as well. So it goes back to helping other people. Henry Quad says that's a badass.
Yep.
All right. And then Jan. Hey, thank you. Thank you, Jan. Appreciate that. Being the next spokesperson for Comfort Tea. Thank you, Jan.
That's right.
So, all right. Kepler. Yeah, other than, I mean, seems like you're staying busy and whatnot, and we appreciate everything you're doing. And we're going to make this short because, again, I got a bunch of these we're doing, and I'm trying not to drag this out as long as possible. So if you can just leave us with some type of positive statement, some type of message, powerful message that's going to help the next person get through whatever they're struggling with today.
Well, what I found helps me is always you have to put things in perspective. I've been very fortunate. I can consider all the things that I don't have, but then you're just focusing on the negative. But if you think about, there's so many people who really have next to nothing. In that way, I'm really very blessed. That just changes your whole perspective.
It goes back to having gratitude again for being thankful and blessed for what you do have.
Exactly. Focus on the good and just accept the bad. And actually, I don't think the bad is all bad. Having obstacles is not a bad thing. When you overcome them, it's your accomplishments mean that much more. If everything came easy to you, it wouldn't mean anything. Overcoming obstacles, achieve your goals. That's what you should focus on.
There you go. So, hey, I appreciate you coming in, Kepler, and everyone else. You can go to Comfort Teas. Just do a Google search. You'll find it if you need to buy a box, just in case if you're using them UTIs. And as he said, it may help, may not. It depends on what type of bacteria you may be having, but what's the hurt to give it one shot anyway if you've been struggling with them? So
yeah, Kepler, just like that.
Go
one
ahead.
Thing before you go, there's a coupon, 50% off, Angry Quad. You put that in, you get 50% off. There's 100% money back guarantee. So if it doesn't work for you, let me know. I'll give you your money back.
And there he is. Just put Angry Quad in the coupon part into the code, and you'll get 50% off your box. And then you heard him say it too. Kepler said if it didn't work for you, he'll send you money back, 50% of that 50%, right? No, the whole 50%. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'll give you your money back.
There you go. Okay, here's a question, Jan. This is a good question. When did you invent or come up with the idea? You talked about going to the islands.
No, I didn't go to the islands. The islands came to me.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
No, the tea came from the Caribbean, I believe. It's called sorrel. Yeah, it was about 2013, and then it took me a while to actually have the tea formulated and the boxes made and all that kind of stuff. About 2013.
All right. Well, that's awesome. Well, we're at the moment, I'm definitely glad that it came through right at a good time for me. Kepler, thank you for coming in. I hope everything goes great for the weekend for you and everything. Everybody else that's come in, appreciate all of you today. We're making a little short one since it's Saturday. We got all this starting up with this college football finally. Go watch a little bit of it. Everybody else, thank you for coming in. If you're on the replay, share this with someone you think would may help. Again, it doesn't necessarily have to be someone with a spinal cord injury, but someone you think could use some help and some advice, some type of tip to help them get through their struggle. Everybody else, do something today, tomorrow, something next week that's going to help you persevere past your paralysis.
Thanks for listening to the Professor of Perseverance podcast. For motivation, inspiration, and encouragement. For more information, go to Facebook at Professor of Perseverance. Visit the website at professorofperseverance.com and view the YouTube channel, Dr. James Perdue, Professor of Perseverance.